As Japanese officials struggle to contain three nuclear reactors damaged during Friday's massive earthquake and resulting tsunami in their country, Alaskans and other West Coast Americans are increasingly concerned about the possibility of radiation contamination if reactor fuel rods melt and leak from their current containment. State agencies are monitoring radiation detectors in place in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management spokesman Jeremy Zedek says the Western Seaboard is safe.
None of the states on the West Coast or Hawaii have registered any increased level of radiation.
Zedek says that's not expected to change.
We'll continue to monitor the situation. If things change, we have the lines of communication open with a full range of emergency responders and health officials. We'll circulate emergency messages through the media, using the emergency alert system, and by contacting local government officials.
Stories of Japanese citizens taking iodine tablets to avoid thyroid absorption of radioactive iodine has prompted Americans to wonder if they should do the same thing. State Department of Health spokesman Greg Wilkinson says the tablets, potassium iodide, is not something that should be taken as a precaution here.
Actually, the physical side effects of taking it can be just as bad as those of radiation poisoning. They include nausea, they include diarrhea, vomiting. So, no, we are not encouraging people this time to go out and purchase potassium iodide, or KI as it's called, tablets and begin taking them.
Because of the state's propensity for seismic activity, both Zedek and Wilkinson urged Alaskans to focus on earthquake and tsunami preparedness rather than worry about radiation. A plan is in the works to add some additional radiation monitoring stations in remote locations in Alaska. It's not yet clear when this will happen or where they will be.